shows that Pope Francis is calling for a worldwide health care plan for all of humanity, which is actually the title of the news story saying, quote, one finance and one health care for humanity, end quote, which is obviously the Pope proposing a health care plan for the entire human race. And as sensational and far-fetched as this may sound, the fact is that it fits perfectly into the concept of the coming mark of the beast, which, according to Revelation chapter 13, will be introduced by Revelation's false prophet, Pope of Rome, at the middle point of the seven-year tribulation period. And here are some highly significant facts which a lot of people are unaware of, how the Pope of Rome's existing tentacles are already in place worldwide for his coming beastly and murderous dictatorship. In fact, the Popes of Rome and the Roman Catholic Church is the largest non-government provider of healthcare services in the world, having about 18,000 healthcare clinics around the world. And the Catholic Church has about 16,000 homes worldwide for the elderly and those with special needs. And the Roman Catholic Church also has over 5,000 hospitals worldwide, with 65% of them located in developing countries, like here in the United States, for example, where 5 million Americans every year are admitted into over 600 Catholic hospitals across the United States. And so the point is that once it's time for the mark of the beast to be required worldwide, then the false prophet and his massive healthcare and hospital system, which already exists in today's world, will actually appear as attractive to many people, even world leaders, since the papacy and his beastly system are already infiltrated today throughout the world's societies and governments, and will be one of the only games in town at that coming mid-seven-year point regarding utilizing any benefits of the Pope's healthcare and hospital systems globally. But, as I said, not without his mark. So there's a great deception coming at that mid-seven-year point, being on one hand, a person needs the benefits of a hospital or healthcare facility, but on the other hand, you'll have to accept the Pope of Rome's mark of the beast to get the benefits and help. And since Revelation chapter 9, verses 15 and 18 tell us a third of mankind will die within the first 3.5 years, then the Pope and his existing thousands of healthcare and hospital services worldwide will suddenly be more in demand than ever at that midway point of the seven-year tribulation, and meaning that the mark itself will actually appear to many people as a legitimate solution for help at that point. So to summarize all of this, and getting back to this news article, is the fact that whether an actual plan of health care for all of humanity is ever officially created by the Vatican or not, then one thing is certain is that just by Pope Francis calling for it now publicly, then the Pope is already putting into the minds of people and world leaders this nice-sounding concept of health care for the entire world, but will eventually turn into the world's worst nightmare at the mid-seven-year point, with even hospital and healthcare services around the world suddenly only available through accepting the actual mark of the beast. Now, the concept in this April news story of the Pope calling for all of humanity to be taken care of is not a new concept at all coming from the Vatican. In fact, if you go to heisnear.com and click on the yellow navigation button named False Prophet of Revelation, and then in that section click on the Mark of the Beast link, you'll see about 23 news stories going back 11 years to 2006, where both Pope Benedict XVI and Pope Francis have constantly made public demands for world leaders and the United Nations to immediately create a new world economy to feed all the hungry persons of the world. These are the exact words of the Popes of Rome. So as I pointed out, Revelation's false prophet is already at work for years in preparing today's world leaders who will eventually join up with the Pope's end-time demand for his one-mark economic system worldwide. It's all being set up in plain view.